सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्
Namaskar, Pranam, Namoshkar to the divine in you, H-Town and all who are listening online, wherever you are. Once again, Pranam and Namaskar to you all. I'm your host, Geeta, the divine song, Rahula, and it's your spiritual time with all of us in the studio, Shri, the divine.
Namaste, hola, hola, voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners.
Tara ji, namaste.
Oh, namaskar. Good morning, everyone.
Everybody is looking so beautiful today with all these wonderful bright dresses. And namaste, Rakesh bhai.
Geeta ji, it sounds like we are not beautiful otherwise. We are beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
Yes.
Yes.
We are more beautiful today.
Because of your external beauty today.
Yes.
So you were...
Just because Tara ma can't say no.
Okay. Yeah. What is offline in the studio stays offline.
Good.
Okay.
Geeta ji ke paas aane se hum sab
chamakte hai. Tara ji to every time chamakte hai. Tara ji. You are now tuned into Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. Authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharm for 20 plus years now. You can also listen to us online at sanatanhinducenter.org. That's again sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. And today's program, as usual, maybe it's going to be extra fun today. And we have special guests coming in today to speak to you all. So stay tuned. Lot of very nice songs, beautiful songs, Bum Bum Bole songs. We are going to start with Bum Bum Bole today. And don't miss anything today because it's all the topics that are lined up for you are wonderful. And we'll be here till 2 p.m. every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. So stay tuned, and we dedicate this program to our founders and of Sanatan Hindu Center and Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. And today is already May 1st. Oh my God, May 1st. Sunrise was at 6:42 a.m. And still we are in the month of Chaitra, Krishna Paksha, and Tithi is Navami up till 8:53 and Dhanishta Nakshatram up till 10:52 a.m. And Ekadasi is falling tomorrow. If anybody wants to fast for spiritual or physical reasons, you can start your fast tomorrow early in the morning and go light today evening. And Parana time is on May 3rd. That's between 2:38 to 5:17. It's little off. Usually the Parana time is in the morning, so I would advise you to check your own calendars for the Parana time, that is breaking of your fast, and it is called as Varutini Ekadasi. So Tithi begins May 2nd, that is tomorrow, at 6:59 a.m. and ends at on May 3rd at 4:28 p.m. So let me start with this beautiful song, and we will ask Sriji what's up, what's the calendar for today, but after the song.
शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु अबम बम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु काल के हैं महाकाल शंकर जग में जय जयकार शंकर पूजे जो ये नाम शंकर कर दे उसके काम ये शंकर काल के हैं महाकाल शंकर जग में जय जयकार शंकर पूजे जो ये नाम शंकर कर दे उसके काम ये शंकर ओम नमः शिवाय 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 अबम बम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु अबम बम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु बम बम हे शंकर बम बम हे शंकर बम बम हे शंकर बम बम हे शंकर अबम बम बम हे शंकर बम 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 हे शंकर बम 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 हे शंकर बम 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 हे शंकर तीनों लोक में डमरू उनके
बजे बम 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 बोले तांडव करते शंभु माथे पे त्रिकाल को साजे बम 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 बोले त्रिकाल दर्शी त्रिलोक स्वामी त्रिकाल दर्शी त्रिलोक स्वामी चरणों में शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु बम बम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु काल के है महाकाल शंकर जग में जय जयकार शंकर पूजे जो ये नाम है शंकर कर दे उसके काम ये शंकर काल के है महाकाल शंकर जग में जय जयकार शंकर पूजे जो ये नाम है शंकर कर दे उसके काम ये शंकर ओम नमः शिवाय 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 बम बम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु बम बम शिव शंकर शंभु महादेव शिव शंकर शंभु महाकाल हरि शंकर शंभु जटाजूट हरि शंकर शंभु
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism after this wonderful Babam Bol Shiv Shankar Shambho. Everybody went high in the studio. Yes, Riji, what's up for today?
Namaste to all our wonderful Voice of Sanatan Hinduism listeners. Like always, we have an amazing, inspiring and awe-inspiring show lined up for you today. Keep listening. Don't go anywhere. New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and just celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all our dedicated supporters. Be our sponsor by calling 832-361-0625 or simply email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. You can also know lot and lot of what we are by hitting us up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. So like always, we're going to start with the divine song, Rahula, taking us through a lively Bhagavad Gita. And we'll follow it up with Dhrutara Riddle Time. We ask you, call, tell and win an e-gift card. And remember, you need to email. If you give us the right answer, email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com to claim your gift card. And today in Hinduism Basics, plain and simple, the topic is very interesting. We're going to share with you, what is the significance of dharma, artha, kama aspects in daily life of a Hindu? If we believe we are an Hindu, you need to know this. And we also do a prayer online for the welfare of the world. In the second half, Tara the Star Narsimhan will engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Know what's going on in Temple Times and Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston happenings by Hindus of Greater Houston. Get intrigued and interact with us in Inquest of Hinduism. Today's topic is Parshurama Jayanti Akshaya Tritiya. So stay tuned. Around 1:30-ish, you're going to be interacting with us. The number is 281-277-6874. All along the show, enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs and send in your song request to hinduismradio@gmail.com. Like always, new energy, new experience on Hinduism. You are about to enter a
no conflict zone.
We have a special guest today, Sridhar ji.
Yes, that's true. The mayor in running and the most prospect U2B, the article was in Houston Chronicle, Arish Jaju will be joining us in the studio.
At about 1 o'clock.
Yes, and you're going to listen to him straight from here.
Yes, and if they have any questions, they can call us and give us in advance so that we can ask questions, right, Taraji? What do you think?
Sure, absolutely.
So we are doing this for you guys. Yeah, we are going to do this for you guys, and you can decide whether to vote or not.
We are going to bring what Harish Jajuji has done for Sugarland and what is he going to do for Sugarland. So,
and most of all, we are going to also bring up the fact that he worked with Padmakant Kambathi in the city of Houston as an engineer. Both of them were colleagues. So I'm
for
going to get
time.
A little more story about our founder of this radio program. And we look forward to it.
Wonderful.
And since Sanatan Hindu Center is a non-profit, they have nothing got to do with that. It's coming straight for the listeners from Voice of Sanatan Hinduism team.
You can call us 281-277-6874, 281-277-6874, and we can write down your questions and make sure, I mean, at least some of them will hit it. Okay.
Yes
and Shriji, so that's for today, right?
Yes.
So can I jump into Bhagavad Gita now?
Yes, you can jump and fly, Gitaji, like always.
Fly. Okay. Let's see what we are going to do. So, Bhagavad Gita. And listeners, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. And we'll be here with you till 2 p.m. today, bringing you all these divine things and city things and so many, many things. Me, that is Gita, the divine song, Rawala, Shri, the fortune, Rawala, and Tara, the star, Narsimhan, along with Kanti Bhai and Rakesh Bhai are in the studio. We'll be here with you till 2 p.m. So Bhagavad Gita literally means divine song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, near New Delhi. So Sri Krishna reveals to Arjuna self-knowledge that benefits everyone, whether you are a believer or of a certain faith or you don't follow any faith, it's going to benefit you. The knowledge is so profound. This divine song is in the form of 18 chapters that contain a total of 700 shlokas, and each shloka contains 12 to 20 words. We were talking about Karma Yoga. Krishna was telling to Arjun about Karma Yoga, but Arjun has asked a question in chapter 2, 54th shloka. He asks a question. Before going to that question, let's invoke our acharyas, our gurus, and Krishna and start chapter 2, 55th shloka today. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to my guru and all acharyas. Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Sasivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Dhyayet Sarva Vighnopashantaye Yasya Dvirada Vaktradyah Parishadyah Parasatam Vighnam Nighnanti Satatam Vishwaksenam Tamasraye Vyasam Vasishthanaptaram Sekteh Pautramakalmasham Parasaratmajam Bande Sukatatam Taponidhim Samyamnyaya Kalapena Mahatabharatena Cha Upabrumhita Vedaya Namo Vyasaya Vishnave. Let's invoke our beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Sarathyam Arjunasyajau Kurvan Gita Amrutam Dadau Lokatrayopakaraya Tasmai Krishnatmane Namaha Krishnam Kamalapatraksham Punyasravana Kirtanam Vasudevam Jagadyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim Krishnaya Davindraya Jnanamudraya Yogini Nathaya Rukminisaya Namo Vedanta Vedini Sri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha. And now Arjun asks Krishna about who is, how does the wise talk, wise behave? So Krishna is telling us about the behavior of wise, how the wise conduct. So chapter 255th shloka, which we already have done, but we'll explore more in detail today. Chapter 255th shloka goes like this in Sanskrit. Prajahati yadakaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyevatmanatrupta stita prajnyasta dochyate. The Supreme Lord said, O Partha, when one discards all selfish desires and cravings of the senses that torment the mind and becomes satisfied in self, such a person is called transcendentally situated, or otherwise called as sthita prajna. There is a name for the wise, that is sthita prajna. So here we need to identify what is a selfish desire and cravings of senses. What is a selfish desire? Let's look at that. Is a selfish desire that things you do for yourself or crave for yourself, or
an unselfish desire, things you do for others or the world. We have to be really, really careful in understanding what is selfish here. A desire becomes selfish when you identify yourself with it. When you are working for yourself or others, if you identify with the object, it becomes selfish. You may be doing actually great charity work to the world, but when you identify yourself, then it becomes selfish desire. So you may be serving yourself or your family, but you're not identifying yourself and you're working because that is the way, that is the need, then you're not selfish. And you will not incur any karma. It becomes a nishkama karma because you're just doing, there is a need for it. So people who are helping people doesn't mean they are doing nishkama karma. A lot of people serve nowadays. It doesn't mean that they are doing nishkama karma. They are not unselfish. It doesn't mean that. It's only when you do with the attitude of doing it as a doing itself for the need of doing, because it has to be done that way, then only that becomes nishkama karma. So just doing seva, service, is not an unselfish work. It has to be done with an attitude because there is a need, not to identify yourself with that work. See, sometimes when we start off to do service, we are inclined to serve because that is the nature. We love to serve and we feel happy. We get attracted to serve. But when we serve just for the need that exists and forget after it's done, there's no problem with it. But when you serve and you're expecting internally a reward, award, or simply appreciation for what we have done, then it becomes a selfish activity. And now your mind is in this loop of what you get when you served, which means you have identified yourself with the service you have done. Whatever you started as service has taken a different path. You may now be expecting a reward or a recognition, which means it is no more a service. This is no more a nishkama karma. It has become a kamya karma. That means it has become a selfish desire. And this desire, if it is not addressed and if you are entangled, it will unsettle you. So desire is the main cause of unhappiness in life when you get entangled in it. So the way to work or serve is to act without identifying yourself with the object that you're working for, or without getting entangled in that whole maze. So without desire, is there an existence? You and me will not be here without a desire, right? If you wanting to be desireless itself is a big desire. So what to do when a desire creeps in and you're entangled in it? Some people fight it because there are some desires that are ethical, unethical, legal, illegal. So ethical and legal, no problem, you know, because it's acceptable and we don't face any trouble from outside or internally. But when we always want our desires to be ethical and legal. So we want to fight it against and try to control our desires when it becomes unethical or illegal. So because we have to be good in the books of law, also socially right. But this is a very bad way to get rid of a desire. You fight a desire, it comes stronger in thousand ways. So the best way to deal with a strong desire is to understand the desire itself and educate yourself with the desire, like where it's coming from. So understand where it's coming from. Actually, self is complete by itself. That's because you and me are complete. So when we understand this, there is no desire. That is the sthita prajna state which Krishna is talking about, Lord Krishna is talking about. But you don't have, we are not sthita prajnas. Just like that, we can't give up desires and become sthita prajnas. It's an automatic process. You become sthita prajna when you understand life in total, the tattva of life, like, you know, nature of life and nature of God, nature itself. And then that leads to desireless state. So desirelessness doesn't mean that you're detached with the whole creation. When you're detached, that means you're not involved in life, which means also you're alive but dead. So desire or anger or fear is what we create, not somebody else's creation. We are totally responsible for it. Maybe you're not conscious about it. The entanglement in the desire makes it miserable, not the desire itself. Sometimes you can have a desire and get it fulfilled and, you know, just stop there. But when you're in that loop of that entanglement, then that's the main cause of the misery. But if you can make desire a conscious process, then you'll not be entangled and might deal with one desire instead of getting totally entangled and getting stuck up in thousands of desires. So I mean, we haven't seen anybody with no desire. Like, you know, you can't even imagine anybody without a desire. Maybe their desires are different, and the kind of desires we have, some might be spiritual, some might be materialistic, different kinds. So because it's an energy, no desire means really no possibility for life. So what to do with these desires is another way, another trick is to desire the highest in life. That's where spiritual desire comes in, the highest desire. That's like instead of ruling the whole world or having the greed for the whole world, now you want the whole universe with you in the much more bigger greed. So a spiritual desire, all your passions and everything can be directed towards them. We'll explore more about the spiritual desires, but I would like to end with a practical example as always. Because it will be very helpful when you look at Bhagavad Gita in practical way where you can apply it and expand yourself. When a parent, a simple desire, you know, without entanglement, I picked this one. When a parent raises the children, nowadays like about 99.9% of parents get entangled in the parenting process. When it's time to let go of them for either higher education or get them married and send them off, they experience emotional pain. Nowadays, children, when they learn a few survival tricks, when their parents become old, they leave parents in old age homes. They don't have the desire for their parents when they grow up. They're totally detached. Is that life or right way? I mean, they're applying philosophy in a wrong way. But the desire, you know, they become detached. So detachment is, you know, you have to be totally involved in the life process itself. Detachment from anything is like you're dead from that thing. So parents who raised, but I'm not talking about the children now, that's a separate topic. Parents who raised children with an expectation of their children serving them back or maintaining relationship with parents go through emotional pain when their expectations are not met. This many of them, I saw my friends, I saw senior citizens, lot of senior citizens, I saw so many parents doing this. They go through a very emotional pain in the old age. So if a parent raised their child as a responsibility or a duty to raise and attended the kid as needed, the same parent will not go through the emotional pain. There might be, you know, attachment is there, definitely, that's natural, but the nominal. So that the difference between dharma, that is doing your duty and not identifying yourself in the process, makes a difference. You know, you fulfilled your duties and yet you're not entangled in the process. You set yourself and your kid free. No mess at all, no pain at all. Whether the kid will serve parents or not is there in your karma. Either way, you know, whether you're attached or detached, it's your karma, they will serve or not. But at least you will not have to deal with emotional pain. So if a parent can guide children's process, there is no entanglement from parents' side. So desire is okay, but just don't get entangled is what our Bhagavad Gita also says. We'll explore more. See, desire is like this. Garuda Purana says, going back to the desire, a king wishes to be an emperor of the whole world. The emperor aspires to become a celestial god. A celestial god seeks to be Indra, the king of heaven. And the Indra desires to be Brahma, the secondary creator. Yet the thirst for material enjoyment does not get satiated. So that's the desire. So there's no end to a desire. So we need to understand where it's coming from and make, you know, it a process of understanding a desire and go from there or make it a conscious process. So, but we have to take it very gradually. And next shloka tells even more. It becomes very, very beautiful from here till the end of chapter 2. Shlokas, very lot of knowledge Krishna is giving away. Next shloka, chapter 256, is dukkeshanudvigna manaha sukeshu vigata spruhaha vitaraga baya krodaha sthitadhir muniruchyate dukkeshu. In mid of all the miseries, anudvigna manaha, one whose mind is undisturbed, sukeshu, in pleasure, vigata sprihaha, without craving, vita, free from, raga, bhaya, krodha, attachment, fear, angry, uchyate, sthitadi, munihi, That person is called Sthitadihi, enlightened person. Munihi is a sage. So one who remains undisturbed in the middle of misery, one who does not crave for pleasure and who is free from attachment, fear and anger is called a sage of steady wisdom. That's too many loaded words, but we can explore little by little, understand fear, understand anger, understand desire, understand attachment, and slowly make a process, enlightened process. So that's it for today from Bhagavad Gita, and we'll explore more shlokas next week. It's a very, very beautiful shlokas. We'll explore fear, we explore anger, lust, and learn from what our beloved Lord Krishna has to say. And Krishna, personal message to you, wherever you are, we love you for bringing this Bhagavad Gita. Really simply love him. He just balances my energy with few shlokas. I'm talking about real Krishna, Sriji. Sriji is blessing here. I'm not talking about the drama, Krishna. Okay, I'll take. No, Krishna is everywhere. He's in me, he's in you. So Krishna is blessing. And let's close our Bhagavad Gita segment and go to Q time, Dhruv Tara time. Really eager to know what's in for today's Q time. Now that Ramayan is gone, so looking forward for next question. Let's chant the shlokas. Ekam sastram devaki putra gitam, eko devo devaki putra eva. Eko mantra tasya namani yani, karma apyekam tasya devasya seva. Kayena vacha manase indriyairva, buddhyatmanava prakrute svabhavat. Karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai, narayanayeti samarpayami. Sriman narayanayeti samarpayami. Sarvam Sri Krishna arpanamastu. So, yes, Sriji?
No, we give it to Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna,
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
No, take what he has said. Give only the actions and mind to him. The knowledge, please take. Sarvam Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, whatever Gita ji has told about Bhagavad Gita, whatever Krishna ji has told, give everything to Krishna and forget everything, move on to Q time. No. We need to take the knowledge.
Slow process, Gita ji. Very slow process when it comes to Sri.
Let it be slow process, but don't give the knowledge. That is the one which is going to beautify ourselves, right? So,
yes.
Yeah. You literally scared me, Sridharji.
Yes.
Okay, let me bring this beautiful song, which is unique song. This is a Ravanji's song today.
Ooh.
So, Ravanji's song is...
Month of April is gone, so we can do...
Ravan. Ram is gone, Ravan is back. Okay.
No,
here.
He was also a great Shiva Bhakt. You should all remember
he,
that.
Out of 10 heads he had, I think one was a beautiful head, devotional. Valo. One was, so many things he had. So
that's
only
why he had 10 heads.
10 heads, yeah. He was a beautiful person, but still yet we can still do mistakes.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
One costly mistake.
Costly mistake. That's where Bhagavad Gita comes in.
We all
handy.
Humans do that. That's what we need to remember. Don't err. If you err, accept it and then learn from it. Don't repeat it. Move on.
Move
do
on.
Some good karma.
Move on.
Yes.
Nishkama karma.
Yeah. Yes.
Good karma again
Sri
brings
Gita, I'm listening. I haven't given it
listening.
To Sri Krishna yet.
Yet. Okay. Here is the song, Lankeshwar song.
Thank you.
Cue Time, Sriji. Welcome back to us of Sanatan Hinduism, and we are in Cue Time, Dhruv Tara.
You can listen to us online, sanatanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. Number to call, please note down. It might be Andy now in the next few minutes, 281-277-6874. Brought to you commercial free by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Meenakshi Temple. And you can also sponsor us by calling 832-361-0625 or email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. So now is the time, Dhruv Tara, Cue Time. You can win an e-gift card sponsored by Ashirwad's Indian Lifestyle Class of 2017. Enrollments are now open. Learn yoga, meditation, slokas, heritage, and lot of things on Indian heritage. Ashirwad iLifestyle Class presents every year in Greater Houston Area Vedic Fair. We just done that last week. More info at ashirwadablessing.org or call 281-995-0930. Now to the interesting part. All in the studio, all you are listening. The question is, the number game starts now. We are four and I am on seven. Okay? What is number four and seven in this question? They're unrelated. They're not linked. So don't confuse yourself. So once again, we are four and I am on seven. What is four and seven in this riddle? Call 281-277-6874. Tell the correct answer and win $5 e-gift card sponsored by Ashirwad's Indian Lifestyle Class.
Is it linked to somebody's birthday coming next Sunday? Somebody's
there is
birthday.
No link. There is no link.
There's no link?
There is no link at all.
At all?
Yes.
Number seven has
plain
no link.
And simple. We are four, the most important four, and then I'm on seven.
You're on seven?
Yes. If you're on Dakshin Bharat, you will have to know this one.
Dakshin Bharat and
yes,
seven.
Yes.
Dakshin Bharat and
number
seven.
Number to call 281-277-6874. Dhruv Tara riddle is, we are four and I am on seven. What is number four and seven? They are not linked. I'm giving you an int. Call 281-277-6874.
What is
it
we are four?
It might be anything. We are four.
You are four. We are four. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. You're here. Namaste.
Who is this?
Namaste, this is Hasmukh Bhai.
Namaste, Hasmukh Ji. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so you are going to answer the riddle?
Well, first, I want to congratulate you to for playing that song of Lankesh. Carnatic music and Hindi words. Very nice khichdi that all the Gujaratis like. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Song.
We're glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and there are many fours associated with Sanatan Dharma, so I will just take a gamble and say that they are the four Purusharthas that you are talking about.
Four Purusharthas, okay, yes.
And I'm on seven.
Seven, I wouldn't gamble on.
Give us some fours. Hasmukh Bhai, because one force is four Purusharthas. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha, right? Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Every Hindu should know this. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha.
Hasmukh Bhai is doing Hinduism basics right now.
Right now, yes. And another four, Hasmukh Bhai?
There are a lot of fours, Hasmukh Bhai. Keep trying. Number to call, 281-277-6874.
I will give somebody else the chance. For
thank you, Hasmukh Bhai, for calling. Namaste.
Dhruv Tara riddle today is, we are four and I'm on seven. What is number four and seven in this riddle? Call 281-277-6874. Tell us the correct answer and win a $5 e-gift card sponsored by Ashirwad's iLifestyle Class.
And this song is sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, who celebrates the Dashera Diwali Festival in Skater Stadium, Sugarland. It's coming up October 15th. Mark your calendars. Don't go anywhere in October. Stay in Sugarland to celebrate with us in a grand way with Sri Sitaram Foundation bringing you Dashera Festival. And there's going to be Ravans. Burning.
The Dahan.
Dahan. So many qualities of Ravan being said in the song. So Ravan is not a bad guy at all.
No, he is a bad guy, Gita ji.
So many ladies are singing in praise of Ravan.
Yes, sir, paid ladies.
No, no.
They are the dancers in her home.
No, no, like everybody, he has good qualities. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, he had a very, he did one mistake out of love for his sister.
Not one, yeah. Little bit.
He
got, once that started, he got entangled in the process. That's what our Rakesh Bhai was telling. Bhagavad Gita has to be related to the song, you know, after the Gita and when we started playing the song. Let me tell you. Why Ravan is so great is because you needed the avatar of Rama to happen. Even if Ram is the only one who could even destroy him, then you can see how much goodness or power that he would have accumulated. And, you know, due to mantra power, mantra shakti.
Mantra shakti, yes.
Made him more greater.
Powerful, and his determination to go there. Wonderful determination. Wow. Hats off to him. And one thing I like about Ravan's story after doing so much of Ramayana for last 3 months is the beauty of Ravan is any difficult situation. He had so many personal things to deal with. Mm-hmm. He was sent to forest at a young age and fought with demons, and then again sent to forest again, you know, no kingdom, just before the kingdom, you know, becoming a king. He was again sent to forest for 14 years. He lost his wife, gained his wife, came back again only to send his wife back to his beloved only single wife, one wife to forest again. And
I'll tell you why.
What I feel is, in this whole process of the agony he went through, the personal crisis, personal things he went through, he never lost his quality of being Ram. He never lost his quality. So he was himself, whether anybody made him, you know, provoked him, made him angry, and Ravan, when he was fighting war, he tells all the bad things about Ramji. You know, you're tapasvi, you're thrown from your kingdom, you know, all that things. But still, Ramji never lost his quality of being himself.
Right.
Like, usually we get provoked and when somebody says something, like, we're always, you know, any difficult situation comes, our mind is full of negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. But Ramji's quality, the positivity, he never lost it. That's why, you know, we worship him.
I thought, just crossing the line, when Sita went away, when Ramji sent Sita away, he was probably only 30 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ruled for almost like how many?
1100 years, right? 1,100 years.
He lived that life without Sitaji.
Sitaji.
For a long time.
And the best part of it is Kshama. If Ravan had surrendered even on the battlefield, he would have come across and said, I will give you protection.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the highest quality.
Beautiful.
Mamekam Sharanam Raja. That he said, Vibhishana he gave.
Mm-hmm.
Why will he not give for Ravan?
Ravan. Yeah. He even gives, right? He even gives a chance to Ravan to go back and come back next day.
Exactly. Give him another chance.
Somebody who stole your wife, kidnapped your wife, he and saying that I'm not going to give your wife back, he even forgives that person. So I think so much to learn from Ramji.
Uh-huh.
Ramji. Jai Ho Ramji. So, Dhruvta, here time. I'm
okay.
4.
Give us some clue about numbers. Can I ask some clue on the numbers?
7, I'm going to guess. 7 hills.
No.
He said Dakshin Bharat, so I'm saying 7 hills of Lord Venkateshwara resides, or 7 Saptarishis.
So I'm on 7. Who is he?
Yeah, there
is. Lord Venkateshwara.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, now I need to clap for myself.
Yes.
Wow, that was a very guess.
Yes.
There is another 7. Is the 7th incarnation we are talking to
Parashurama.
Today.
But I am on 7. I'm
on
7. I didn't say I'm 7.
I'm on 7. Yes,
I'm
yes.
on 7.
Yes, yes. I'm on 7.
So
he's on 7.
Take
hills.
A wild guess for the famous Chatur. You know, there are so many fours. But what I'm meaning here, they are the most important
what is in your
four.
Mind? What's on your mind? That four on your mind, I want to know.
Listen to the clue. What is the most important four? In the sense that what four in Hinduism lot of us know?
Four Vedas?
Yes, there you go. They are the four Vedas.
I win an instant gift card.
Yes, you win it and you can keep it.
I can keep it. Okay.
Okay, the answer is, we are four. That is the four Vedas we are referring to. The Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. Sometime soon, we're going to talk about them in the Hinduism basics in plain and simple words. And Govinda, Lord Venkateshwara sits on the seven ills. Please, in the studio, all the learned ones, what are the seven ills?
There is one Hanuman Hill, there is one
Garudadri.
Seshashaila Garudachala Venkatadri Narayanadri Vrishabadri Rishadri Mukyam.
$2.50
on this one. That was the question, Sridharji. Details were not published.
Okay.
But beautiful Balaji.
And where does the Balaji sit?
On his own hill.
That's one. Which one?
Venkatadri.
There you go. And then what are the seven ills?
Just now, but
what they represent, the seven ills. They are the seven heads of?
Seven heads of?
Sriman Narayana sleep.
Oh, Seshadri.
There you go. Adi Shesha.
Wow.
They are representing. Yes.
Sridharji, today I learned some things from you. Wow. Nice.
I'm a learning teacher.
You're a learning student or teacher?
Learning teacher.
Everybody is a learning teacher.
Learning as teacher.
Everybody is learning teacher.
Oh, yeah. Not to confuse all the listeners, we have been, discussing a lot, but these seven, I'm on seven, represent Lord Venkateshwara, down South India on Hills of Tirumala. It is the richest temple. If you've not been there, find some time, go there. It's amazing. It's very, very rushy, but once you go in there, you know the magic why it's so famous. It is the richest temple in terms of donations. Okay.
Yes, and now, before we get to Hinduism basics, I would like to play this beautiful after Ravanji's bhajan, Ramji's characters here in Nama Ramayanam. It's beautiful, and it's brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
प्रमेयं सीतापतिं रघुकुलान्वय रत्नदीपं आजानुबाहुं अरविन्ददला रामं निशाचर विनाशकरं नमामि परमेश्वर राम
शुद्ध ब्रह्म परात्पर राम कालात्मक परमेश्वर राम
शेषकल्प सुख निद्रित राम ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रातित राम
शेषकल्प सुख निद्रित राम ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रातित
राम राम जय राजा राम राम जय सीता राम
राम राम जय राजा राम 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 जय सीता राम
चंड किरण कुल मंडन राम श्रीमद दशरथ नंदन राम कौसल्या सुख वर्धन राम विश्वामित्र प्रियकर राम घोर ताटकाघा పాతకరాం మారీచాదిని పాతకరాం కౌశికమఖ సంరక్షకరాం శ్రీమదహల్యోధారకరాం రామ రామ జయ రాజారాం రామ రామ జయ సీతారాం ముని సంపూజిత రామ్ సురముని వరగణ సంస్తుత రామ్ నావిక ధావిత ముదుపద రామ్ మిథిలాపుర జన మోహక రామ్ రామ రామ జయ రాజా రామ్ రామ రామ జయ సీతారాం రంజకరాం వ్యంబక కార్ముక భంజకరాం సీతార్పిత వర బాలికరాం కృతవైవాహిక కౌతుకరాం భార్గవ దర్ప వినాశకరాం శ్రీమదయోధ్య పాలకరాం రామ రామ జయ రాజారాం రామ రామ జయ సీతారాం
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. On to Hinduism basics. Just right away jump into the topic, Sriji.
Yes, today turn is in daily life of a Hindu. What is the significance of dharma, artha, karma aspects? Little patience is asked for at this time because we like to keep it, you know, 2-3 sentences in Hinduism basics every week. But today, because they are like, you know, three aspects in the same topic, so it is little lengthier. So not every human being can attain moksha in one lifetime. Hence, there are other aspects of life to be kept in mind as one lives through successive lives. We are talking about reincarnation here. In daily life, a Hindu should be aware of various concepts in varying degrees. Karma and reincarnation are common concepts. Worship of a deity is largely followed. In addition, daily life can include a series of rituals such as specific fasts and the celebration of various festivals. And it also includes the all famous aspects of dharma, artha and karma. So, what is dharma, artha and karma? Dharma, artha, karma are considered three aspects of life. The concept of dharma is closely related to that of karma. Dharma implies right action. So just remember, dharma implies right action according to one's position in society. So it varies from person to person. Dharma can be based on caste or on one's rule in life, or role in life, sorry. As a mother, father, head of a household, daughter, sister or brother. Dharma refers to all ethical actions. So that's dharma. What is artha? Artha implies the pursuit of wealth. It is a legitimate goal for those living in society. But no incorrect means should be used in acquiring wealth. Once acquired, wealth should sustain not merely oneself, but others who may be dependent on that one, or who may not have adequate means. That's where charity comes in. Ancient texts state that animals, birds, and unknown guests should also be fed, not merely members of one's own family. And what is karma? Love and sex is also a legitimate activity within reasonable limits and according to social norms. There you go. That's dharma, artha, and karma. The most complex aspects, we have simplified it to you in Hinduism basics in plain and simple words. So next Sunday, we will know in plain and simple words what is caste. So team, your thoughts on dharma, artha and karma.
My thoughts, very quick thoughts, because we have to conclude our hour in a few minutes. Dharma, artha and karma, that is dharma, your duty. When you do your duty, just duty, you'll never be confused. You know your role, you'll never be confused. So when you do that duty, and then artha and kama, if these, that is wealth, all kinds of wealth and kama, your desires, if these three things are directed towards the highest goal, that is spiritual goal, then you get moksha. That's what, that's the highest goal. Like, you know, in Hinduism, we are all seekers. So.
And then it's mentioned, you cannot attain moksha in one lifetime. So you have to keep doing this dharma.
My moksha
dharma
is guaranteed.
Yes.
My moksha is guaranteed by my guru.
Yes, we'll send you there.
It's already, when a guru initiates you into a sampradaya, your moksha is guaranteed. Only thing is, you have to submit yourself to your guru.
You have to follow what guru says.
Guru says, exactly.
Right?
Not to be independent and.
You following a guru, please follow very strictly.
Very strictly, very strictly.
That's very important if you're following a guru. Don't make me pathless, less of the path, then you can be doing the same thing. Trying harder.
You want to come back, no problem, Sriji. You come back.
Yes, that throws out that the qualification of guru, guru has to be Kshatriya, Brahmanista, who has known the Brahmanista. Right?
Of course. Guru has to be Guru Satguru.
Yeah, we'll dwell deeper into guru sometime in the inquest of Hinduism later. That's a deep dive.
Yes.
Yes.
But Dharmartha Kama can give you moksha.
Right.
Dharmartha Kama, can you bring back to this life?
The point here is, it might be in one lifetime or in multiple lifetimes.
I want to say one thing about Artha. You know, we are very fashionable to say, this man is after, this guy is after money only, money. But money is the basis of dharma also.
We need donations.
We've broken it down very well, because it's the pursuit of wealth, but it is the path you take out to gain wealth. You need to be correct. Okay, you cannot use incorrect means. And sometimes in modern life, incorrectness is also carries some ambiguity, you know. But you need to focus.
Correctness based on the present day society.
Yes.
Correctness.
That's correct, and that's the brief of dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and we can dwell into that in Inquest of Hinduism to elaborate that discussion further. But for now, before closing the first segment and jumping into Meenakshi Temple segment, and our Mr. Jaju will be here speaking to us, we would like to offer our prayers to the well-being of all. Sarvesham swasti bhavatu, sarvesham santi bhavatu, sarvesham purnam bhavatu, sarvesham mangalam bhavatu.
KTEK Alvin.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah.